Well, there's the fanfare. That can mean just one thing. It's time for another movie review with Matt O'Lean. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Ashley. Thank you.
So you have been doing a lot of film streaming, but now the movie Unhinged, if I'm not mistaken, the first movie to come out in theaters for some time now.
Yeah, so I went to Westacre Cinema.
What was it like?
Me and a friend, we're the only two people in the theater. It was the cleanest theater I've ever been in, so I want to give everybody credit for that. There were, you know, glass screens between you and the concession people. And then the funny thing, Ashley, is Unhinged was playing on like 8 screens. That would never happen with a film like that in a normal release time. But this, as you said, was the first one out of the gate, first major release, major star, Russell Crowe. I felt safe, but again, that's a personal decision people are going to have to make, whether they're ready to go back to theaters or not. I don't think they should probably go back to see Unhinged. Of course, we have Tenet next weekend, the Christopher Nolan film, and that's the first really blockbuster out of the gates. And we'll see if a 38% capacity theater can sustain the kind of crowds that might want to go to Tenet, or maybe crowds won't go to Tenet. That's what we really don't know. I think we'll have a better handle on that after Tenet, that's spelled T-E-N-E-T, comes out a week from today.
Okay, so limited capacity, staggered
yes.
movie times. I presume you can't sit next to somebody who wouldn't be in your COVID bubble.
Right, exactly, on all those things, yes.
And you mentioned maybe don't go to the theater for this film. I did watch the trailer. What do you think?
Well, this is not a great film. It would be getting no publicity whatsoever if it was not first out of the gate. This is a road rage movie, as you can tell, Ashley, from watching the trailer. It's a very short movie, about 90 minutes long. There's a couple problems with this movie. Now, the road rage involves Russell Crowe and a going-through divorced mother played by Karin Pistorius. So they sort of meet accidentally on the road. I mean, they don't know each other. And all heck breaks loose. One of the major problems with the film, Ashley, is the film begins with Crowe doing something horrible. And one of the problems with the film is there's no backstory to Crowe's character. We don't have any kind of flashback, any kind of backstory of how he got to this point where he is this angry, this upset. You know, he just comes off as a raving lunatic. And you have to give a character some backstory to humanize them. So basically, he comes off as this raving lunatic, cardboard cutout character played by a major Oscar-winning star, and it just does not work. Mm. The driving scenes are pretty well done, but the violence, Ashley, is so shocking when it comes. There are about 5 or 6 scenes that come out of nowhere, and we were just like, oh my goodness, you know? Now, maybe that's what the director
shock
intended,
value.
Kind of that shock thing. The director is Derek Bort is his name, a German-born filmmaker. But the violence is so over the top and shocking, Ashley, that I was like, ooh, maybe they needed to back that off a little bit. And I'll watch anything, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think the combination of all those things just does not work in this movie.
You know, I did watch the trailer for it, and the road rage incident is a guy, you know, who isn't moving in traffic. A woman honks at him, and then he starts to follow her and starts to accost her. And as a woman, I feel, you know, very much like I have not felt safe standing up for myself in a situation like that with a guy because I know I could be easily overpowered. And also, you do see this concept of being forced to apologize for behavior that maybe a man wouldn't have to apologize for. The context of this exploration of toxic masculinity sounds interesting. Do they get into any of the psychological elements of that at all? I know you said it's not really worth going to, and there's some shock value, so I think I know the answer, but
it's very vague, Ashley. They don't flesh out the characters near enough to really explore what is wrong with Crowe. He's heavily medicated. He went through a messy divorce, so now he blames, you know, everything on divorce lawyers and things like that. Mm. So that's about the only snippet you get from his anger. But as I said, the characters are so cardboard. You know, Karin Pistorius is a South African actress, and she's very good. And she's actually pretty good in this role as she's protecting her son and protecting her brother, who's back at the house, who might be in the crosshairs of Crowe as well, as Crowe kind of drives all over the place in this big city. Never sure what city we're in either. It's a big city. There's vague points made about violence, about people being angry in modern society. They do that at the beginning with some film clips, of news clips, but it's also surface. It's all cardboard. There's no exploration under the surface of what's really going on. That's just a jumping off point for the film. Oh, look at all these awful road rage things that have happened in the U.S., and now we're going to show you this. So it's all vague. It's very sketchy. The script needed a lot of work here.
All right, we have an Oscar trivia question. Russell Crowe won an Oscar for his lead acting role in Gladiator. That same film, there was a controversy over a different Oscar that it won. Which Oscar and why?
Was that the visual effects Oscar?
No.
No?
I'll give you a hint. One of the people involved was Hans Zimmer.
Oh, the score, yeah. So were they accused of kind of taking a different film score and making it original or trying to?
It was only one of the two composers who was entered, even though both composers have said that they worked together, they collaborated. She was not an arranger. We're talking about the composer Lisa Gerrard, and a lot of people thought that she should have been allowed to share that Oscar.
I don't remember all that, but there's a lot of stuff like that goes on with Oscars, Ashley, with screenplay credits and producing credits, and there's a lot of backroom stuff going on there.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien. Still to come on Main Street, using goats instead of pesticides to control invasive species. And Sue Balcom. But now it's time for the news.